to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, April 18, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
Violent extremism has been with us in many forms, whether it was a parent seeing a kid being more confrontational.
Domestic terrorist rhetoric kicks into high gear. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
They really are teaching government people, they talk like this, they go, everything's fine.
Parents might see sudden personality changes in their children at home, becoming more confrontational than usual.
That was Obama's Homeland Security advisor warning parents that they need to be suspicious of their own children. Because as far as the state's concerned, your children are now potential terrorists. That was Lisa Monaco. She's the White House counterterror chief. And she says confrontational children could be terrorists, urging parents to look for warning signs that could indicate a future terrorism suspect. Now, she replaced John Brennan last year in overseeing Homeland Security's activities, and she says parents need to be suspicious of sudden personality changes in their children at home. So basically, this is every teenager in America. Now, she laments the fact that the government is rarely in a position to observe these early signals. Ooh, not for long. They can't wait to be able to get into your home and get their little nanny state watching over your kids as they grow, like they're doing in the UK. Now, she encourages parents to act as watchdogs to detect radicalization in line with President Obama's goal of combating homegrown extremism. But that's just it. I mean, this label that they're using of domestic terrorism is, it's painted with such a broad brush. Basically, your children are being suspended from school for pointing their finger like a gun or for chewing their Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun. And they're being suspended or expelled. They're being socially conditioned to accept that they are the criminals. We are all now domestic terrorists. The only people who aren't the criminals are those who are running the empire, making up these arbitrary laws. We have the MIAC report a few years ago, which was labeling Ron Paul supporters and libertarians and gun owners, Christians, returning veterans. All those people are terrorists. A Homeland Security study went even further in 2012, demonizing Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority. And if you're reverent of individual liberty, you are an extremist. So if you are a person who believes that you are free, that we have such a thing as individual liberty, you are an extremist. And this is where they're going with this. This is where they're conditioning. It's part of the plan to make everyone a criminal except the state. They're really upping the ante here with this. And Homeland Security, which was supposed to help fight against Al-Qaeda, it's now turned inward. It's been converted into a system that's going to be waging a domestic war against political enemies. These are the enemies right here. It's not Al-Qaeda. It's people who oppose the politics that are taking place in the country. We, the people. And they're going to use this culture of intimidation in order to condition people to obey whatever laws they set in place. And at least that's what they tried to do in Nevada there with the standoff with Bundy. They hauled in a fully militarized Bureau of Land Management, surrounded his property with assault rifles. I mean, they could have went through the court, but instead they wanted to use this culture of intimidation to force him to stand down. They wanted to steal his property. And then when Bundy and a whole bunch of supporters didn't back down, they label them domestic terrorists. And this is coming straight from Harry Reid, who we exposed as being directly involved with the land grab there. He has to spin it around and use this huge threatening language of domestic terrorism, saying that Bundy and all of his supporters were people who wanted to get women and children killed.
They had automatic weapons, and as the one of the former sheriffs in Arizona said, and we had children and women lined up because if anybody got hurt, we wanted to make sure they got hurt first because we wanted the federal government hurting women and children. This is the deal, and it's not a good one. So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law.
So is there any reason for Harry Reid to be using such loaded language? He knows exactly what he's doing by calling them domestic terrorists and reiterating that term, domestic terrorists. He is basically a straight-up mob boss who just put a hit out on the rancher's head. By calling him a domestic terrorist, law enforcement are already being trained to see domestic terrorists as the enemy. And then he's tying it in, you know, here we have this cattle rancher and his family. They were surrounded first by the armed federal agents. They surrounded their ranch first and were pointing assault rifles at them. These are the federal agents who think that they are above the law. No one disputes this law. They just say, oh, well, it's the law. Nobody disputes how this law came about or, you know, why Bundy decided to fight against it for all these years in court. They want everyone else to be subject to the laws while they themselves want to be a law unto themselves. They destroyed Bundy's property and they bragged about it. They pointed assault weapons at peaceful protesters. And rather than take it up with the courts, which is what they could have done, they used this culture of intimidation. And, you know, they're not the only federal agency that's ready to use these SWAT tactics to take their political enemies out. In fact, we had a story of a California man who was raided. A SWAT came into his home to raid his family. They put his children, 3, 5, and 11, in the cop car because his ex-wife wasn't current on her student loan bills. They sent in a full SWAT team in riot gear over student loan bills. And this is why people are afraid. This is why people don't trust the government. Why are these agencies in full-on SWAT gear? Now, here's what Rand Paul told Fox News about Harry Reid using this dangerous rhetoric and government overreach.
Is there any reason to call Americans domestic terrorists?
No, I think what we should all be calling for is for calmer heads to prevail. I don't want to see violence on either side. There is a legitimate constitutional question here about whether the state should be in charge of endangered species or whether the federal government should be. But I don't think calling people's names is going to calm this down. I think it's liable to stir it up.
And then we also reported earlier this week about Glenn Beck using even more dangerous language to describe Clive and Bundy and those peaceful protesters and all of the supporters that came out. He interviewed Clive and Bundy and said, oh, were you one of those sovereign citizens? And Bundy didn't even know what he was talking about. He thinks that, you know, if you say, are you a domestic terrorist, he's almost taking it as a compliment because here he's feeling like he stood up against tyranny. And yeah, I guess if I'm going to go against this tyrannical government, then yeah, maybe they won't like what I'm all about. But he doesn't even understand how dangerous these terms are and how they're trying to make him their fall guy. Here's Clive and Bundy's response.
You know, I say, Harry, I guess you are right. We are upset citizens, and we are, I guess, in a riot-type mood. But we are doing it in a peaceful way with a lot of, you know, lots of inspiration and love and a lot of courage. And that's how Kamala is able to face Harry's army and back them down. It's not because we're militant.
That's right.
You know, riot type thing. It's because we have faith and we're looking for freedom and liberty.
And there's a reason why it's so dangerous and reckless to be tying Clive and Bundy and his supporters in with the sovereign citizens movement. They've really been ramping up this rhetoric for years about how dangerous the sovereign citizens are. 60 Minutes did a hit piece a couple of years ago demonizing this group, and basically they pointed out how the police were trained to expect if they rolled up on a sovereign citizen that they were going to be hit with an assault rifle and to just act as if their life was in imminent danger. And so they're working this angle, tying in all types of conservative groups. We've got the Christians, returning vets, libertarians. They're basically trying to tie anyone who is for liberty in with this dangerous domestic terrorist group. Here's President Obama in 2011 talking about the lone wolf scenario and how that's even more dangerous now than Al-Qaeda. That's America's number one threat.
The risk that we're especially concerned of right now is the lone wolf terrorist, somebody with a single weapon, being able to carry out wide-scale massacres of the sort that we saw in Norway recently. You know, when you've got one person who is deranged or driven by a hateful ideology, they can do a lot of damage, and it's a lot harder to trace those lone wolf operators.
So they've really been gearing America up for a while, preparing people to just mind control them, to understand that patriots are these dangerous domestic terrorists, tying everyone who is an enemy of their politics. These are the people that you should be afraid of. And they're really using the situation that happened in Nevada as the very thing to help apply even more pressure. They wanted those people to fire on the Bureau of Land Management. They wanted those people to react with guns because then they could say, see, we told you these people were terrorists. They were standing up, you know, against our Bureau of Land Management who wasn't doing anything. You know, they backed down because these people were trying to hurt women and children. And that's just what they're going to keep on pushing, ramp this up. So that people will basically beg them, please protect us from the patriots. They're so dangerous. Please bring in martial law and protect us. And then they're going to roll out their latest form of control. That's why they're making sure that any coverage that comes out about the Nevada situation, it's spun in a way that's like, those people are terrorists. So don't you attempt standing up to tyranny like they did, or you are going to be a terrorist just like them. And like we said, the situation that happened was just a battle. They almost make it seem like we won the battle, but the war is not over, and it's going to really escalate, especially if they keep throwing around these dangerous terms. It's going to make a lot of people angry. Here we have the LA Times just last year, again, attacking the patriots. Peril from patriots. The U.S. needs to keep a close watch on the growing threat of homegrown extremist groups. They're not jihadists. They are white, right-wing Americans, nearly all with an obsessive attachment to guns, who may represent a greater danger to the lives of American civilians than international terrorists. The white Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is where they're going with this. And they go on to say the groups should be closely monitored, even if it means shifting some Homeland Security funds to, you know, the hunt for foreign terrorists, shifting them so they can go hunt domestic terrorists, white gun-loving Americans who are the new white Al-Qaeda, the white jihadists here. And they say that there, most of them are conspiracy theorists who believe that the UN is working to take away property rights and impose socialism on us all. Meanwhile, that's exactly the situation in Nevada under the guise of the Endangered Species Act. They shut down access to the land. And instead, they rent this property out to foreign companies. So yes, that's not a conspiracy theory. That is a conspiracy fact. If you care to just do a little digging, you could find that. But see, I'm not even allowed to talk about these completely factual things because now I sound like a domestic terrorist. And that's their plan. They want to brand any speech that speaks out against tyranny as terrorism, just like they use the Endangered Species Act to shut down access to the land because of these endangered desert tortoises. Now they're going to use legislation to shut down free speech on the internet. Legislation is being proposed to update the role the internet, radio, and TV play in encouraging hate crimes and hate speech, which again, just like their definition of domestic terrorism is very broad, hate speech too has a very broad definition depending on whomever is in charge and wants to decide that that should be penalized. Obviously, anyone with political speech that they find unacceptable is going to be labeled hate speech or inciting some sort of a hate crime. If you think that the government is getting too big, well, now you're anti-government. And that's exactly how they're going to do this. They're just going to continue pushing this legislation, pushing. And it's all about silencing political enemies. And we have a lot of people that call into the show and say, oh, well, you took down my YouTube comment and all I said was that I want to start shooting these people and it's time to get out the guns. That is not what we're calling for. That's what they want you to do. That's how they want you to respond so that they can then impose martial law. That is not what we're trying to do here at InfoWars. And you've got to understand that that's exactly how the media is going to spin it. They're going to take that, twist it around, pull everyone in the liberty movement into these more radicalized groups, just like they did with the Tea Party. The real Tea Party was a great, incredible movement that scared the bejesus out of the government. And so they sent in provocateurs and they demonized that group and made it about, you know, this radical right-wing racist, you know, this, and just completely switched around what it was because it was such a powerful movement. And you can't fall into their ploy, fall into their tactics. They want to increase the tension. They want to increase the pressure. They want you to go to Nevada and shoot your guns and feel like you're doing it for freedom and as a patriot. And you definitely are, but they're going to play you. That is their plan. This is a long-term agenda. They have been planning this for a long time. They're going to continue to take the land and they're going to tax you. And when you finally push back, that is when they're going to say, see, we told you you're all criminals, you're all domestic terrorists, and we need to save you from yourselves, and we're going to impose our new terror tactic here, and that's why we're conditioning your children, conditioning law enforcement and the military to see you, we the people, as the domestic terrorists. It's their plan. It's a long-term agenda. They want to roll out their latest form of control. It's going to be bigger than the TSA, who we have only seen grow in scope in the last decade, and they've turned their tactics inward. It's no longer protecting the homeland. It's policing the homeland, and they have even bigger things in store. They're going to twist this whole thing out of control, and once people buy into this and buy into their fear propaganda, that's when they're going to roll. They're going to make you beg them to roll out their latest authoritarian government tactics. Now, Alex Jones has broken this down even more in depth, and here's what he has to say about what's happening.
This is what zero tolerance is about, teaching us all that we're terrorists who can be disappeared under the NDAA. This is their attempt to flip the script, from saying it's Al-Qaeda to it's all of us. This is the criminal rogue government armed to the teeth against us, belligerently saying, you will go in your free speech zones, you will shut up, or we will arrest you for terrorism. This is the New World Order takeover. This proves everything I ever said. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a maximum red alert to call Congress, to call everybody, to call talk radio. That's why Glenn Beck is scared to now saying anybody who opposes or criticizes the government's a terrorist, because he said 3 years ago they're going to bomb stuff and blame it on the liberty movement like Oklahoma City, and he showed their own documents on Fox News. He knows. A lot of people are going to get scared now and join with the New World Order out of fear because they're going to stage false flags and blame it on us. Unless we maximum expose this right now and call the media, call the system, get on the streets everywhere and let people know that we're aware of what they're doing. And when there is a false flag, you've got to run to the false flag with your video cameras because the feds and the globalists are so sloppy, you will probably see them literally running out with bombs and things like at Oklahoma City. We're going to get their names, just like the underwear bomber. That was the CIA. Our witnesses were correct. We're going to get the names like the Boston bombing. We are going to expose what they're doing.
Coming up after the break, Ja'Kari Jackson's report on smart guns. And then listen to what Alex Jones had to say. He filed a report from his day off.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high-quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
In Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
As citizens in New York refuse to register their weapons with politicians who have armed bodyguards, new schemes to infringe upon Second Amendment rights are already in the works. The Justice Department is clamoring for American gun owners to have smart guns that wouldn't operate without biometrics and or some type of proximity device, such as a watch. You may say, well, what's wrong with that? In Iowa, a father was forced to leave a gun range because the state said his daughters were too young to fire a handgun even with adult supervision. You may also be saying, guns and children don't mix. A child should never be allowed anywhere near a gun.
A male enters, he has a gun in his hand, and he points it toward this young man. At that point, the young man fired his handgun at the suspect, and the suspect was hit.
But it surprised me a little bit, you know, that he would do something like this, but I'm glad he did. I'm glad his father trained him for this.
When I was back there on the phone with 911, I heard the bathroom light turn on that was leading to the closet, and when I saw the door handle turn, I shot him. I guess it went through the door and went through him and went through the wall.
A 15-year-old boy and his 12-year-old sister had been home alone in the Mount Royal Village subdivision. Then about 2:30, a pair of home invaders tried the front and back doors, then broke a back window. The brother grabbed his father's assault rifle and knew what to do with it.
Two suspects showed up at Tomball Hospital. One, the adult, had multiple gunshot wounds and was flown to Memorial Hermann Hospital.
But under laws such as those in Iowa, those children wouldn't have been able to defend themselves, especially if the weapons they used were their parents' registered smart guns. So as the establishment continues to put perfume on the pig known as gun control, remind them that the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you this was coming. I told you the Bundy Ranch situation could be the new 1776. The globalists openly have converted Homeland Security over to a system to wage domestic war on political enemies. It was set up for that. You've heard in the news about the documents that we and others got that the government admits are real, where they list gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, and Christians as the main terror threat. The FBI now admits that. That's who they're targeting. Not the globalists that are funding Al-Qaeda publicly in Syria, Libya, and other areas. No, it's we the people. The Pentagon is trying to take on gun owners. This is a criminal takeover. Well, now Harry Reid, we have the video on InfoWars.com, it's linked on DrudgeReport.com, came out last night and said he's talked to the head of the FBI, Homeland Security, all of them, that the Bundys basically are domestic terrorists, their supporters are, who wanted to, quote, kill children. He actually says that. And they have automatic weapons. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, he has now openly come out and said this, and we have the video right here on InfoWars.com. So you need to go there. You can see the video on the site. Now, continuing, on top of that, White House counterterror chief says confrontational children could be terrorists, and the video is posted right there. I'm not joking. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what is really behind all of this? Look at this headline. New York Daily News. Kids suspended for bringing Nerf guns to school with teachers' permission. Kids get suspended if their neighbors see them playing with Nerf guns in their backyard. You can pull that article up. You say it makes no sense. You say it's crazy. You say it's nuts to claim that little kids are basically, you know, some type of criminal for having guns, toy guns. Or you see these reports now saying that if a baby throws its bottle, that could be a major indicator that they're a terrorist. This is about making everyone criminal but the people running the system. This is about the rollout of a total authoritarian system, a total and complete nanny state, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we're breaking down every day here at InfoWars.com. What we're seeing is the branding of any type of even speech against tyranny as terrorism. The free speech zones, the NSA spying, all of it is part of this system. So before people make jokes, and I see folks making jokes in the comments saying these people are crazy, these people are nuts, you know, if a dog's aggressive, is it a terrorist? You got to understand, this is social engineering. This is a plan they're rolling out. This is why if a kid makes the image of their finger as a gun, bang, bang, in school, they get arrested. This is why if you ask a cop why you've been pulled over, you get tasered or taken to jail. It's a paramilitary takeover. Okay, this is literal mind control where they're expanding terrorism to everyone. First they roll it out to fight Al-Qaeda. Then they say, forget about Al-Qaeda. It's for you and your family. And now they're going to continue to grab land under Agenda 21. They're going to continue to raise the taxes. They're going to continue to harass everybody until people start resisting. Then they're going to call it terrorism. Then they're going to stage terror attacks, blame it on their political opposition, and bring in martial law. This is their plan. This is what I keep warning you about. Please, for military, police, and others, understand what's happening. Understand that America is being shut down, deindustrialized, and the people are in a depression. And this is designed to create tension that the globalists can then basically use to bring in their next level of control. We've got to find a third way out of this. We've got to realize the globalist plan and the program that they're carrying out. David Knight's going to be hosting the show today. I'll be calling in repeatedly as well and doing work behind the scenes. InfoWars.com for the free live feeds. And remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance to the foreign banks that have seized control of the government. These are their political commissar, political officers, literally taking over the society. It's really happening. Children, parents, don't trust your children. They could be terrorists. This is on mainstream news with the White House counterterrorism chief. This is really happening. This is really unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you it would. Homeland Security is the takeover arm to shut down America and bring in the New World Order. Similar systems have been set up worldwide. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Get these stories out to people. This is a plan. They know what they're doing. This is a plan. Alex Jones again signing off.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. Now, if you like what you see, if you like this truth news that you are getting here, please become a subscriber to Prison Planet TV. Your membership will get you access to the nightly news, all the special reports, the movies. We've got ebooks and rants, and you can share your username and password with up to 11 people at the same time. That's 11 people getting instant truth streaming. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. We'll see you here Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.